Hello and welcome to a special podcast about getting a job in psychology. This podcast is brought to you by the people who bring you the psychology podcast series on iTunes. But unlike that popular series, this podcast is a little longer and directed specifically at those of you in college wondering what to do with your psychology degree after you graduate, but aren't going to pursue a master's or doctoral degree. As always, this podcast is sponsored by the Department of Psychology at Texas Tech University, and I'm your host, R.B. Watts. Okay, let's get started. Luckily enough, there are plenty of jobs out there that only require a bachelor's in psychology. With us on the phone to discuss these options are Dr. Robin Hill Storks, Director of the Office of Pre-College and Undergraduate Education at the American Psychological Association, and in the studio, Dr. Robert Morgan, faculty member at Texas Tech University and co-author of Careers in Psychology, Opportunities in a Changing World. First, Dr. Hill Storks, what makes someone with a BA in psychology special?
Students with an undergraduate degree in psychology possess a number of really good skills. They have been trained to do research. They have intensive writing courses, so they're very good writers. They certainly have had to present projects, so they have wonderful oral communication skills. They've had to problem solve. They have critical thinking skills, quantitative reasoning skills, and a number of good cognitive skills that make them really attractive to potential employers.
So how's the job outlook for these individuals?
There are a number of options available for any student who has an undergraduate degree in psychology, and the job outlook is very, very promising. Most students who pursue an undergraduate degree in psychology do not necessarily look for a position that's in psychology per se, because for the most part, those jobs require a doctoral degree in psychology. However, our recent data indicate that about two-thirds of the students who have graduated with an undergraduate degree in psychology are successful in finding jobs in for-profit business settings. So a number of students are looking in the sales or service sector, and they've been quite successful.
When thinking about specialty tracks, one thing I always encourage my students to do is to consider niche areas or need areas. And given the current state of knowledge accumulation, there's a great need in technology development and enhancement. And I think psychology can play a strong role in that. For example, software design and internet design, interpersonal interfacing with computer systems can be greatly enhanced by the knowledge that psychology has to offer. And you don't need a PhD in human factors or industrial organizational psychology to be involved in that level. And so to give an example, in the field, if you're an undergraduate psychology major and you find yourself enjoying the field of human factors or industrial organizational psychology, I think a lot of people think of human resources departments and that would be a traditional career track for somebody with those interests with a psychology degree, but there's a lot other diverse types of positions. And one example would be a commercial or industrial design assistant, where you're involved in how businesses design and market themselves.
Also, students with undergraduate degrees in psychology find jobs in administrative support, in public affairs, in education, in the health areas, and sometimes even the biological sciences and computer programming.
How would a student know what direction is the right direction?
Well, I think part of this has to do with the student's passion. For example, some people are very passionate about working with people, whereas other students are very passionate about working on projects. And there's still other students who like to work for a cause. So if you're interested in being an advocate on behalf of children or the elderly or some segment of the population, that's great. If you'd like to work one-on-one with someone, for example, in a children's developmental clinic where you have kids who have developmental needs or behavioral needs, and you want to work with them one-on-one and use the knowledge that you've acquired in your psychology classes, that's great too. If you want to write grants to get support for nonprofit organizations, that's still wonderful.
Dr. Morgan, I know a popular interest among psychology undergrads is working with children. Are there any options that include this?
For the undergraduate student in psychology that wants to work with children, there's a lot of room for that type of work. You can be affiliated with a school system, a school district, and serve as a specialty instructor or special aid instructor in special education type classes. You have direct one-on-one contact with children with developmental and or mental retardation disabilities. There are daycare centers that are in need of good service providers. And because you have a bachelor's degree, you may need to enter at the floor level, but it's been our experience that there's great room for promotion and elevating one's career through the system to where you can most likely be involved at an administrative level, directing a daycare, being involved possibly at the state level in terms of policy making with regard to child care, those types of things. So there's both private and public types of systems to choose from to be involved with and to have hands-on experience working with children.
Okay, so what about working with any sort of special populations?
If you're interested in the fields of clinical and or counseling psychology with specialty interest in health psychology, things like a geriatric aide or maybe in a nursing home, a common position in nursing homes for psychology majors is the recreational therapist, where you're meeting both the mental health needs but also the physical needs of geriatric populations. Other areas would be in the field of what we would call correctional and or forensic psychology, serving as probation officers, parole officers, correctional officers, or more relevant to the position within a correctional system, drug treatment specialists and case managers to help folks transition from the prison environment back into community. We call that reentry, so helping folks reenter into the community. Most communities are in need of good social workers, and a bachelor's degree in psychology makes one eligible to be a social worker.
I know a lot of undergrads who are really interested in abnormal psychology. At what kind of places could they work?
Most communities of any moderate size have a local community mental health system, and that system typically serves mental retardation and severely mentally ill individuals. A person with a bachelor's degree is very marketable and very helpful in that system by serving as case managers, rehabilitation specialists, managing group homes meaning where bringing a group of patients or consumers together and they reside in one living environment. So managing those types of homes, positions within psychiatric hospitals that would be very interested in employing bachelor's level psychology folks.
Wow, that's even more than I realized. It seems to me that there are plenty of options for college graduates. So Dr. Morgan, when would it be a good time for students to start planning for these careers?
I encourage undergraduate students to begin thinking about the careers that they want to pursue by their junior year. That leaves them their junior and senior year to tailor their curriculum and to seek experiences that they need that will make them marketable for the type of position that they're looking to go into. If they're interested in an applied position, to begin seeking external practicum placements where they can actually be in the field and start working with the types of people that they want to work with when they're done. So they can not only bring the classroom learning and research experience to the field, but they can bring the hands-on experience that they've gained in terms of directly working with people.
So, Dr. Hale-Storks, what else do you think would be important to employers?
I think employers really want to know, what have you done? And what are you passionate about? Because I think we have a lot of students who are really good students. But what sets good students apart from outstanding students is that the outstanding students have gone the extra mile. They've actually demonstrated before being hired some of the strengths. And they bring those skills and experiences to the employment setting. And let me just say that in terms of a survey that was conducted by the National Association of Colleges and Employers from Job Outlook 2007, this data was compiled by APA's Center for Psychology Workforce Analysis and Research. The top attributes sought by employers as of 2007 are in the following areas: leadership experience, certainly students who have majored in a particular discipline like psychology and who completed a degree, students who have high grade point averages, 3.0 and above, students who are involved in extracurricular activities, students who've done volunteer work, and certainly the kinds of schools that they've attended. Employers are looking at these kinds of attributes in their potential employees. I think it's impressive to an employer when you have been volunteering, and even if it's not been volunteer work, but where you've been demonstrating that you are employable, that you do have skills that would be of would be of use to a potential employer. So you demonstrate that through the extracurricular things that you're involved in, and some of that can be done on campus, and some of that can be done off campus.
So maybe you're also surprised that there are many good job opportunities for psychology graduates. It's really important, though, to get involved, not only within your university or college, but also out in the community. It's easier to be motivated if you can find a particular niche area that you find interesting. Children, the elderly, mental health, technology, forensics, whatever. If you've been listening to our regular podcast series, you know that psychology is in everything. If you need any extra guidance, try contacting your university career center, have a chat with one of your professors, or find someone in the community who does what you want to do. Remember to subscribe to the most popular psychology podcast on iTunes. Download the regular podcasts from iTunes or from www.psychology.ttu.edu. Thanks again to Dr. Hellstorks and Dr. Morgan. This podcast was produced by Dr. Frank Durso, edited by Paul Derby, and relayed by me, R.B. Watts. Stay healthy and active, and have a great day.